everybody. This is Greg Evenson, and the show you're listening to is Voices from the Heartland. And that means anybody out there in America is in the heartland. If you have deep in your heart a love for the Republic, a love for your Savior, and a desire to make this nation all that it can be in spite of all that it has been, we welcome you to the show today. It's good to have you with us. Far and wide across the world, welcome to the show. This is Radio Free America, as we call it, and we want you to be a part of this week after week. We will tell you that next week, and perhaps also on the first of the year, you're going to hear rebroadcasts. My wife and I are going to take a little time off, and so we want you to tune in, but you're probably going to be busy on those days as well, so you're welcome to join us, but they will be rebroadcasts on the next 2 weeks. I refer you to the revelation of John, chapter 19, after these things I heard, as it were, a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, because his judgments are true and righteous, for he has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her. And a second time they said, Hallelujah! Her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders of the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who sits on the throne, saying, Amen! Hallelujah! And a voice came from the throne saying, Give praise to our God, all you his bondservants, you who fear him, the small and the great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Amen to that. That's the beginning and the end of where we need to be today. We're going to be talking about what are you thankful for. We can talk week after week about what we detest, what we despise, what we don't understand, why we think that there are better answers and nobody seems to get it in the government, out of the government, our neighbors down the street, the people in the school systems, the police officers, the military, they don't get it. Why? Well, we're going to ask those questions today, and we're also going to I'm going to take you down a little road that will tell you a little something about me. Not that you're so interested about me, but it's what makes me a very rich man today. Not money, not houses or land, but it's the people that I call friends. I had a dear brother of mine call in today and tell me that a deep background source has says, and you need to be listening now, this is updated information. With all that's going on over the Korean Peninsula, the involvement of Red China, and what that means for us, Russia, and other nations, this deep background source says intelligence analysts were told to get out their game DMZ for Christmas and get with the program. Well, I would say anybody that has any forward knowledge about what's going on in the Far East right now, I believe it eclipses all of the other worry spots on the planet, including Iran and the Mideast. Stay with us. We will get back to this program in just a little bit. We're grateful you're with us today. Stay with us, because what I have to say, I think, will be very enlightening for you and heartwarming. I hope so. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
And welcome back to Voices from the Heartland. Again, very nice to have you with us today. Look, I've got to ask you these questions, and then we're going to go into another area of the program. Are you ready? Today, Sunday afternoon, it's about 2:07 Central Time. Are you ready? Are you ready for what the government has planned? Are you ready for what may transpire on the Korean Peninsula? In the Mideast, in Iran? Are you ready for what may occur right here in the streets of America? Are you ready to meet whatever is out there that may determine your destiny? This Christmas season that's celebrated by many and not celebrated by many because of the view that this may not have been the time when Jesus actually was born. I find it a strange dichotomy that people on either side of that issue get hung up on it. For the simple fact is that you ought to be celebrating the birth of Jesus every day of the year. You ought to be celebrating the very positive, heartwarming part of this traditional Christmas season and celebrate the birth of Christ, whenever you do and however you do, but do it with a joy that's completely yours, for that's what this is really all about. Frankly, it matters, but it doesn't matter that much to me, personally speaking, about when Jesus entered the world. The fact that he entered the world is what matters. So, to all of you out there who celebrate other times, I say God bless you, and I hope you enjoy this time of year just for its beauty. And for those of you that are celebrating this as the traditional time of the birth of Jesus Christ, then I say enjoy. And don't lose that at all, and I know that many of you do not. You hold it in high reverence. And the celebration and the giving and the trees and the lights are all just beauty. And that's what they should be, and that's what they can be. but they're nothing more. The real celebration here is that the Savior came to the world to save you and me from our sins and promise us a place in heaven when we leave this world. What's your plan? Do you have one? You need one. In spite of these great holidays, you need to know what's going to happen and what you're going to do to withstand what is coming, however it comes, in whatever form. Martial law, certainly it's possible. Military maneuvers against the civilian population, that's certainly possible as well. Terrorist attacks, nuclear perhaps, biological, threats from outer space, threats from within, exotic weapons we can't even understand. How do you react to that? What happens if things really go sour? What will you do? What if there is war, open war, or some of our cities fall victim to nuclear weapons? What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? How are you going to exist in any other calamity that may befall us? I hope that the Federal Reserve gets its just rewards, but it may come at a cataclysmic cost to the American people. So what will you do? What is your plan? Well, what really matters after all, as we always say at the end of the day, what are we going to do? How are we going to stand against this? And for many of you out there, I know how you feel. I know your anxieties, and your, some of you write to me and say, I'm so depressed about all of this, and everywhere I turn and I listen to talk radio, it's one depressing thing after another. It's one more crisis after another, and you know what? You're right. Unfortunately, and as I explained to many, and I write to as many as possible, hundreds a week sometimes, maybe not hundreds, but two or three, maybe 100 a week, and I tell them the same. Plan, pray, prepare. If you do that, it's going to be as good as it can be. But what really matters is not so much at the end of the day how it all comes out, because that's on a predetermined course. What really matters is that you have family and friends. Not that you have houses or lands. Not that you can count on one hand all your bank accounts, or two hands, or all the numbers of acres that you own, or how big a house you've got, or whatever that might be, or how many tens of thousands of dollars you make at your job, if you're fortunate enough to have a job. What matters are the people that are in your life. And I want to give tribute today to the people in my life. I'm not rich, and I'm not rich by any measure, but God has blessed me with some things. First of all, He's blessed me with a wonderful wife. My wife is as patient as Job. In fact, Job could have maybe taken some lessons from my wife, because she lives with me. And so when she's got to put up with my passion and my anger and my all the rest of it, she usually does it with a smile and a scripture. So I couldn't be more fortunate. She's a beautiful woman on top of it. Boy, am I fortunate. So my wife, first of all. And then I think of the friends that and family that I have, not in any particular order, but I'm going to tell you in just a brief, when I mention their names, why I'm rich. Why I would take these friends and this family that I have over anything this world could ever offer me. I think of my dear neighbors, Bob and Darlene Taylor. First Fruits Farms, we talk about them each week and all that they have over there that they offer to you as quality products and that kind of thing. Bob and Darlene are the best neighbors a man could have. Generous to a fault. Hard working, they're Christians, and they're just giving all the time. Wonderful people. Judd and Catherine Parker, downstate Michigan. Judd is a warrior, and he has a wife that recently has been there at his side. Well, she's always been at his side, but She was there when he was going through a real health challenge. And Judd's the kind of guy that, like Bob and all the rest of these, when chips are down, you want them there, standing tall with you. I value these people more than I can tell you. I think of Rick and Linda Schumard. Rick and I work together as police officers. We're still very close friends. And he's out there doing a job that I, someday soon here, I'm going to interview him on the show. And I'll let him fill in all those details. But this guy has been in mortal combat more than once. He's come out unscathed. He's a Christian man. And he's an inspiration to anybody that knows him. I think of Cody and Lisa down in Wisconsin, who are just absolutely God's finest salt of the earth people. And let's not put that in a context that is not meant to be. I mean, they are just great people. And they know how to live off the land. They know how to live for each other. They know how to live for their neighbors. And they're warriors. They've stood up and said, no, we're not going to do this. Big Muddy, Big Jim, came up from the south. He migrated from down around the coast, came up here and decided to live on this Camp 5 deal. And I'll tell you what, he got more than he probably bargained for. But you know what? When my wife needed some help redoing the sink, who came to the door? Big Jim. Who helped her through? Big Jim. Who's an electrical expert and knows about solar power, and he worked on an oil rig many years ago. Big man, big heart, big spirit. Matt and Suzanne, who live down the road just a little ways, they've immigrated too. And I'll tell you what, they have a family that you can be proud of. They have sons and daughters that are wonderful examples of a Christian home. And they work every day to make it better for their family and to make it better for others. Great leaders. I'm glad to have them in our neighborhood. There's Butch and Marsha Paugh. Butch has got his own radio show called A Decision Ministries. I can't begin to tell you what this man means to me. I love him, and I am so appreciative of what he has done for not only his own home there in West Virginia, but for the whole United States. And every year he's put on a great conference that just exalts God first and what it takes to be a republic builder and a good Christian model. Butch and Marsha, we appreciate you very much. Aaron and Brad Dakins, they're down in Indiana, and they are just stalwart people that don't quit. Brad spent some time over in Iraq, and they've come back, and they've built their family, and they were up here this summer with us, this fall, rather. And I tell you, there's two people you can count on in a pinch. They'll stand with you, and they mean every word. I'm so proud to have them as friends. Rod and Julie Romine down in Lower Michigan. Rod gave you the shirt off his back, and he wouldn't think a thing about it. Generous to a fault. They're a great couple, great inspiration in their community, and they just keep on trucking for the Lord. I am so grateful for them as well. And then, of course, there's my dear friend Steve Quayle. Steve is a man of honor and a man of courage. If you're lucky enough to have one friend in life like Steve Quayle, you're a very fortunate man. And I think of the risk that Steve has taken to get information out to people, great risk to himself, and he's always taken that on his shoulders. He doesn't push that off to somebody else. He does his best. And because of that, a lot of people are informed that weren't before. And, of course, there's my buddy Hawk. I don't know what I'd do without Hawk. Calls me every day, encourages me. And he is a great man of honor as well and great courage. Thanks, Hawk. We'll be back in a moment. I'll finish my list and then we'll go on from there. Today it's being thankful.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
We hope you stayed with us, and welcome back if you did. The Voices from the Heartland. I'm Greg Evenson. I was telling you during that first segment about that which makes me personally rich, what makes me happy in life, has very little to do with the cars I have out in the driveway. In fact, has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do really with my home, although my home is my castle, and I appreciate it more than I can possibly tell you. The tranquility and the love that's in this home makes it worth coming home to. And all of those other things really stand a distant second to my friends and family. And before the break, I was talking about Hawk. Oh, I could tell you lots and lots of things about Hawk. I could tell you this summer about how we spent some time with him down in the Midwest, and we went to a favorite place for a noon meal, and we sat there for about 4 hours just chatting and talking. And here's this giving man, this man who has concern for us and for others, of course. And as I mentioned, Steve as well. Steve calls every now and then and says, "How you doing?" You know, I just can't tell you what that means to me to have friends like that. And so as I continue down this rather short list now, it's not that I'm trying to leave anybody out, and some I'll go by quickly because we just don't have a lot of time. But, you know, I think of my brother, Jeff, and my sister, Pam, great siblings, very supportive. And they put up with me. They got to be good. And my dear, precious mother, who's still alive in her 80s and is there for us and is so, so encouraging. There is my son, Ben, a
deputy sheriff, and his great stature and his physical size, and he's not a bully. He's a concerned man. He tries to help, and is a man after my own heart in law enforcement. I told him, I said, don't ever become a bully. Don't ever be a bully with a badge. And I'm so proud of him for being a true man of God and a good man for his county. And my daughter Jessica in down in Kansas City. I'm so proud of these children who have done their very best, have made examples of themselves in a good way. And I think also of Rachel and Sarah and our other daughter Jessica by marriage. When my wife passed away and I remarried, I picked up another Jessica and Nathan. What great children, what great grandchildren they have brought into our homes, our home rather. And I'm just thankful that God has given us a blended family. There's no steps because of marriage. There are children, and we love them dearly, and we're proud of them. I think of Shane Harrington, the sheriff in Weibo County, Montana. Great personal friend. He has a marvelous family. He is a testament to all that a lawman should be, and a Christian man at that. And I appreciate him, and I love him and his family. Great examples. He was a great host out there that day we were there. Gerald Price down in North Carolina. Shout out to you, Gerald. Call me after the show. Matt out in Colorado. And then there's John. I can't mention his last name simply because he's an attorney. He's a Christian attorney. He's a good man. He's doing the job for other folks. Brian, who's a special agent in the government, and I'm not giving his last name to protect him. I have to. Government wouldn't understand if Brian was friends with me. To all my listeners, what great folks you are. What passionate, patient, honest, God-fearing, wonderful testimonies to your friends and families, wherever you are, from so many states. To Anne Marie and Joe out in Vermont, thank you for all that you've done for us. Great patriots, great people. Bill McFarland down in the South. Here's a man, folks, you ought to be talking to. I'll give you his number a little bit later. He has everything in the world for you. You know, he sent me a care package. Can you imagine that? He knew I was hurting a little bit with all that's been happening and that cancer I had in my arm. And he even sent me some things. Bill, I so appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you for being generous. You just really went out of your way. And I'm so grateful for it. Here's a man who doesn't just talk it. He does what he says. And so when you look at all these people that I've mentioned and many others, I hope I didn't forget too many. I hope I didn't. I know that there's one in North Carolina also that might be listening, and that would be, our dear friend. And I'll just say, Elizabeth, we love you and we appreciate you and all that you are doing for so many Americans across the country. Maybe someday we'll be able to talk about that a little bit more. But with that, I'll just say that you are the greatest audience any talk show host could ever speak to. I am humbled each week when I bring you the message of the week, if you will, and all that that entails. And I know, and my wife has just been encouraging me and saying, please, please, would you take a week and be positive give us something that we can appreciate again at this traditional giving time of the year. And so I'm doing that today. And I want to also give you a ray of hope. Having explained to you what has built in my life the real foundation of who I am and why I am the person I am. Oh, I could tell you that my mother and dad had a lot to do with that, and they did. My siblings growing up and my good friends out in Olathe, Kansas, where I went to high school in Escanaba, Michigan, where I went to elementary and junior high school. All of these people are a part of my life. And they have made what you hear today. So we'll continue this discussion, and I'll encourage your calls at about 1:35 this afternoon, 2:35 Central Time. We'll be back, and we'll take your calls after this next break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Welcome back to Voices from the Heartland. We're going to encourage your calls in about 10 minutes, and I would just ask if you could today, folks, if you wouldn't mind, if you do decide to call in, would you just maybe give us a quick heads up on how things are for you and maybe something you're thankful for at this time of year. We could talk about a lot of things, and if you got something really important, we won't tell you not to talk about it, but we want to keep it real upbeat today and mindful of so many that are out there that are listening that need a word of encouragement. And I would appreciate that if you could do that. I did want to say just a couple of things about my dear friends out at Freeze Dry Guy. You know, we know they have a commercial on here, and they had one just preceding this segment. But I have to tell you that I believe in these people so much that I like to give them just a little nudge and some extra time here, because what they're doing continuously, week in, week out, day in, day out, month in, month out, is just something almost impossible to do. They are shipping freeze-dried foods on a daily basis all over the place, and it is the best product I think that you can get. The tastiest and the easiest to handle and to store. They have made consistent sales, 20% off and so forth in the last 2 or 3 months at least. You're getting 20% back this month on all grab and go buckets. Economy size buckets are starting at $115 and hearty size buckets starting at $170. Look, these are big. And they will take care of you for quite some time. And, it's a December special. I would encourage you to go to their website at thefreezedryguy.com, or you can call them at 866-404,
3663. And keep in mind that this offer does expire on the 31st of this month. So it's good for a couple of weeks yet, but you want to take advantage of it. And if you want to get those products in, give them a call right away. They work just tirelessly on your behalf to get it out. Shipping is free in the lower 48, as you've heard. And we want you to trade with good, patriotic people who are trying to do their very best for you and the rest of us as well. FreezeDryGuy.com. Go to them and get your supplies while you can. Bill McFarland, I mentioned earlier, been a guest on my show a couple of times. Bill's one of these guys, you ask him a question, he never hesitates. He's not the kind of guy to, fill in the blanks and with fluff and all that. He is an absolute walking encyclopedia when it comes to natural medicines, natural remedies, the good stuff, not the pharmaceutical stuff, the good stuff, the stuff that will actually work, and it's much easier on your system. It's system compatible. And Bill would be the first to tell you that living down in the Gulf areas, he does. He's trying to help down there. He's working with other people, trying to get folks that have been affected by the Corexit and this oil problem down there, the asphalt volcano and the gases that are being emitted and all the rest of it. Look, we're not trying to make this any worse than it is, but you must understand that the information that Hawk and I broke on the 27th has come to complete fruition, with the exception of the evacuations, the mass evacuations that they had planned for, but never succeeded with. They had it budgeted to the tune of about $40 billion, that's with a B, dollars. And I think they looked this over and said, well, number one, it would be disruptive, but number two, leave them in place. You know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And so people are down there suffering by the tens of thousands because of what they've been exposed to, more Corexit than anything else, Corexit 9500. And if that isn't a governmental plan that has EPA and all the rest of it written, you know, these great watchdogs of our health and our environment have allowed this spraying that is illegal in most of the rest of the world, but they've allowed it here. Why? Well, we can speculate, and that's what it would be, but informed speculation says that, well, maybe it's to debilitate part of the population. Could it be? I'm asking the question. I'm not making the statement. You fill in the blanks. You figure it out. But if you're in the Deep South, would you please do everything you can to take care of yourselves? And if you need some help, Bill McFarland's the one to get hold of, and you can get hold of him. If you got your pencil and paper ready, I'll give you this information. I do this because I believe in Bill, and I believe in what he's doing. The number is 334-493-0420. Or you can write him on the internet at Pantera, P-A-N-T-E-R-A, at OPPCATV.com. Pantera at OPPCATV.com. Bill McFarland, he is a friend like no other, I tell you. And I believe in what he does and what he is trying to do for all the rest of you. It's been an eventful week, hasn't it, folks? And it seems like each week is more and more like this, and we're seeing more and more of the crisis mode, that level that says something is just around the bend, I'm afraid, whether it's, again, in the Korean Peninsula or somewhere else in this country, doesn't matter. There's some horrific possibilities out there, and we want you to be ready for it. I encourage you to listen to Hawk every Thursday night and Steve on Fridays. They are just great founts of information, and they're dear friends, and I believe in them. Along with this marvelous stable of people at Republic Broadcasting, thank you, John and Sandra, for what you do for us. Thank you, Jack McClam, and the rest of you who are friends. Look, there is a segment of the world's population that are better informed and better off because you are where you are. Matt, I appreciate you in the studio down in Texas. You're a great help to me, and you've been so kind and patient with me. Thanks to all who have made this experience the great one that it is. Randy is down in Florida. He's been very patient, and I look forward to talking to him. Randy, how are you today? Hello, Randy.
Well, I see your concern over Korea.
Yes, sir.
I'm turning on Fox News today that South Korea is supposed to hold exercises this week, and North Korea says that they won't take that line down.
You know, I think what you're going to see is a lot of tap dancing on the part of North Korea. Now, you understand, I'm not a State Department official, and I'm not somebody that's got all kinds of a background and training in this, but I do read the human situation in this way. I think that these people have drawn their line in the sand, as we always say, and they are, for whatever reason, desperation, sure, philosophy, of course, but they have just decided that they're going to go to the brink of the end of the world to make whatever stupid communist idiotic point they're trying to make. And I don't see that there's a lot of gain in them doing that, certainly. I don't see that there's much gain in South Korea or the United States or Red China or Russia exacerbating this thing and giving this moron in North Korea the slightest amount of attention. It's like a two-year-old who cannot get your attention any other way other than to start beating up on the furniture and everything else in the room. This is just completely juvenile. It's stupid. And yet they're doing it, and they've got nuclear weapons to make life really miserable. How do you see it, Randy? Why do you think they're doing this?
Well, I'm not going to try to read their mind and you know, figure out their motivation. Changing gears, you know, speaking of morons, you know, the Senate yesterday voted to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Yes.
You know, and that's just another black spot on our country. You know, God tells us that it's an abomination for civil authority to do evil. Well, that's a perfect example of that, you know.
Well, and if you add to that, Randy, the fact that part of what's happening here, and, you know, I'm trying to take a little lighter tone today, but I have to tell you that this young man, this Army private, who has opened a can of worms beyond anything that we've seen probably in our lifetimes, you see, is a homosexual activist. And if there was ever a case for why has there been this position in the military, I can tell you from my own standpoint, and I can tell you from the standpoint of hundreds of other people I know that have served in the military, men and women, who have just said that this is just something that is not appropriate to be in a situation where you're depending on other men and women to for your very life and for achieving a goal, hopefully a victorious goal, anytime you are jeopardizing your lives by going into combat, and to be worried about what the man next to you or the woman next to you is thinking about this sexual issue that has absolutely no place in the military. In fact, it has no discussion place anywhere else except outside the confines of two people who are drawn to one another to build a relationship. Now, this is not in any way, shape, or form meant to be construed as support of homosexual or lesbian lifestyles. I'm not saying that. But look, it's been going on forever. It's just that who decided somewhere that it was just time for homosexuals to be able to come out and get in your face and tell you that you, as perhaps a heterosexual, just have to accept our lifestyle and our freedom to express our lifestyle and all that goes with it. Nobody, nowhere. That is not something. I don't go out and jam up the first person I see down in the supermarket and say, you know, I'm a heterosexual. You know, do you have respect for me? You know, it's, Randy, it's over the edge of the page. There's no place for it. And all it's doing is muddying up already difficult circumstances in the workplace, in schools, in police departments, in the military, wherever it might be. There's no place for it. There's no justification for the attitude that my lifestyle trumps your lifestyle, or that I've got more value and I need to broadcast this in whatever way I choose. As a cross-dresser in a gay rights parade? When is somebody going to be bringing a white Palomino down the street or a yellow golden Palomino and say, this is my girlfriend or my boyfriend? As offensive as the thought of that is, what's to stop it? What's next? I'm simply saying there is no reason for this. There's no need for it. There's no need for this Buck Private to have gone out and said, I am a raging homosexual activist. In fact, I'm so activist, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Now, I'm not going to judge what he did. I'm just going to say, why would he do it? Why was he given that kind of clearance, or why was he, as a Buck Private, in charge of so much? I don't think it was just him. I think there's other people at work here. I think this is a conspiracy at the end of the day. I think we'll see it as that. But all it has done is tear down the fabric of order, the fabric of social and governmental common sense. You see, that's been the sacrifice all along. Truth. When truth goes, common sense is right behind it.
Well, let me
when common sense goes, morality is right behind that. Go ahead.
Well, George Washington court-martialed queers and his army, and we should do the same today and throw them out.
Well, I think he even put them in the gallows.
You know, no Christian should be a part of our military. You know, I mean, God's not going to honor, you know, our military when we're doing that. You know, I mean, woe to those who call evil good.
Yes. Randy, you know, I appreciate you, and we've talked off air. I'm going to have to let you go simply because we've got other callers. But thanks for taking the time to call in today. Have a great day.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. And let's see. We're going to go down to Blue in Tennessee. Oh, Blue, I had to cut you short the other day. Come on in.
Hey, you wanted to know just some things I'm thankful for.
Yes.
And this one came directly from my 12-year-old beautiful daughter. And this world of materialistic things, I got this note yesterday. Dear Mom, I've changed my mind. I don't want anything for Christmas, not even money, because you need it more. So you can take back the things that you bought for me. Love, Jenna.
Oh, my word. Can you box her up and send her around for visits?
Oh, I know.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah, well, but, I mean, touched my heart to no end.
Well, I would think so. You've got to be a very proud mom.
I'm very proud. I do have a question.
Sure, sure.
All right. Dear friend of mine and I, we went in on a gallon of Miso Silvo. And we're trying to decide how we're supposed to divide it out, whether it should be, I know it needs to be in an amber-colored container, but should it be in glass or plastic?
Are you talking about colloidal silver?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely glass.
Glass.
Yeah, there's petrochemicals in the plastic containers of any kind. You know, you get a gallon jug of milk and it's plastic, you know how that is. But don't ever use anything like that. Glass is the only way to go. And I'll tell you, a friend of mine put this onto this the other day. And you know what works really well? And I know some people, their eyebrows are going to raise now. But is dark, dark, amber-colored quart beer bottles.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Beer bottles. And, it obviously clean them out well. And then that's one way to do it. Wine bottles. There's some that our dear friends at Mackinac Trail Wineries are using. It's a deep blue, almost cobalt blue bottles. And I covet those bottles because we can put colloidal silver in it. So, yeah, either one of those works well, but don't use plastic.
All right, excellent. Thank you so very much. Oh,
thanks,
Blue.
And you give that daughter of yours a big hug for me. That's wonderful.
I will. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, you bet. And also remember, folks, when you're doing the colloidal silver, just because it came up in the conversation, put some wax paper between the bottle and the metal cap, or however you're capping this. Obviously, if you put something in there, a cork, I think, would probably be all right. But if you're going to use a metal lid so it doesn't have any kind of leaching effect into the silver, you know, just put some wax paper in there. And we're going to go from there to Mike down in Kentucky. Welcome, Mike.
Well, I would think if you stored the bottles vertical and the metal cap had a little, you know, they have most of these that I've used have a little, some sort of a plastic or some kind of gasket built into the metal cap.
Oh, okay.
Screw cap. I have fun with mine occasionally. I know it's probably people will go, you got to be kidding me, but I buy Coors Silver Bullet bottles, and they're on very special rare special occasions.
Sure.
You know, a six pack or something. Those are really dark amber bottles, and they keep the colloidal silver pretty good. But the and we're running up against a break here. I see.
Sure.
That's not why I called. You were talking.
Well,
about,
listen. Why don't you hang on through the break, and I'll take you when we come back. How's that?
Okay. All right.
Can you hang on?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. We'll do that, and then we'll take one other caller. Jim, you're out in Idaho, and I know we'll take you too when we come back for the break. Thanks, folks, for calling in. It's been a great show today, but we do have a little bit of time left. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Voices from the Heartland will continue.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike, you had something you wanted to say before the break.
Well, I think all anybody has to do, if they want to use this argument that homosexuality is natural and it should be accepted because of, you know, there's examples in nature and da-da-da. Well, let's look at the bonobo monkey. And you can go look up the article on Wikipedia. It's watered down. The bonobo monkey is a chimpanzee. It's not very well known, and a lot of anthropologists think that the chimpanzee was the wrong behavior model to use for human behavior. Their society is a matriarchal society, and any time there's a conflict, the women in that society use sex to diffuse the conflict. But also, the only taboo in that primate, the only apparent taboo is mother and son. Every other perversion you can imagine, those bonobo monkeys do. So these homosexuals that want to argue that homosexuality is natural, the next logical thing is going to be to argue that any manner of other perversion is natural.
Well, you know, Mike,
there's
that
examples
was my,
in nature.
That's exactly right. Excellent point. Excellent
Thank you.
Point. That's what I
All
said. Right. Thanks for calling in, Mike. We're going to have to scoot on because I want to get Jim in. Jim, you're out in Idaho. How are you?
Greg.
Yes, sir.
Good to talk to you, my man.
Thank you. Good to have you back on.
I wanted to tell you, one of the things I'm grateful for is you're back on the radio where I can listen to you.
Well, you're too kind, but thanks for that, Jim. How are things out your way?
Well, you know, it's pretty slow out here. This downturn is just now beginning to hit in northern Idaho, and it's hit with a vengeance, so a lot of people are having a rough time.
Well, listen,
no doubt about it.
Would you do a favor? Would you stay in contact with me? Give me an email, greg@theheartlandusa. I'd like to stay in touch. I'm going to have to let you go, Jim, unfortunately, because we're right at the end of the show. But God bless you, man. You're a great friend. Stay in touch.
All right.
Appreciate it so much. Folks, as we go into this holiday season, I just wanted to add this little caveat here. And that is simply that the final installment of our Castle Defense System, number 4, Defending Hearth and Home, is now being sent out, and we are so pleased with it. My wife has done an excellent job coordinating this and getting it out to you. So it's ready. It's at our website, theheartlandusa.com. It is a capstone to this whole series. You can't be without it. There's a lot of group participation in this. And also the medallions that we have, the Ephesians 6 challenge coin, the Sword of the Spirit challenge coin, the dog tags, Ephesians 6. Listen, people have been ordering those so fast I can hardly keep them in the mail. They're beautiful. You can see them at the website, actual size and all the rest of it. We want you to know that if you want those, and many ask if they could please have them before Christmas, because they're giving them to firemen and policemen and others and servicemen and so forth, you send us real quick, and we will put it first-class mail, priority mail to you, and try and get it to you before Christmas. I think, yeah, first-class mail. And so just let us know, and we'll be glad to help you out. We've got plenty of them in stock, but they're going quick. So, in the meantime, think of each other. Don't get so lost and so weary with all that's happening that you lose focus on what really is important. Just like Blue said, her daughter. I tell you, that touched my heart. To think that this child, or young girl, was so kind to her mom and so thoughtful and so giving. She epitomizes what our society could be. You're a lucky, lucky lady, Blue. And all the rest of you, you're lucky for having family and friends, even if everything else is not quite the way you'd like to have it. We'll be on rebroadcast in the next 2 weeks. We'll rejoin you the first week in January. We love and appreciate you. Please take care of each other. Take care of yourself. Remember the meaning of Christmas whenever you celebrate it. God bless each one. Have a great Christmas season. And we'll talk to you on the other side in 2011. God bless you, and God bless all of you at RBN. Take care. The next